Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Pete Fox. Batting second. The center fielder, JoJo White. Batting third. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Goose Goslin. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Billy Rogel. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Hank Greenberg. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Marv Owen. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Hayworth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Schoolboy Rowe. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Schoolboy Rowe. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Lynn Larry. Batting second. The third baseman, Billy Werber. Batting third. The left fielder, Roy Johnson. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Moose Salters. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Ed Morgan. Batting seventh. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bill Cecil. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Fritz Ostermüller. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Fritz Ostermüller. And now, play ball. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a fly ball into center field. Salter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry strikes out. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Owen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel hits a line drive into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Tigers. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth hits a fly ball into center field. Salter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters hits a pop-up towards first. Greenberg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan strikes out. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Reynolds. The throw from Hayworth and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell takes first base on ball four. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Reynolds scores. Farrell moves to third. It's Tigers, 1, Red Sox, 1. Fritz Ostermüller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ostermüller hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of White. Ostermüller reaches second base with a double. Farrell scores. Cecil moves to third. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-1 in the game. Larry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Schoolboy Rowe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rowe strikes out. One out. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-1 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-1 in the game. White strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3. With the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Tigers 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0-1 in the game. Werber hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel fields it. Throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 0-1 in the game. Soltis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Gehringer hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0-1 in the game. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0-1 in the game. Rogel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0-1 in the game. Greenberg hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-2, Tigers. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 1-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Owen takes first base on ball four. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 0-1 in the game. Hayworth hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Soltis who is chasing the ball. Hayworth reaches third base with a triple. Owen goes all the way around to score. It's 4-2, Tigers. Schoolboy Rowe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rowe is 0-1 in the game. Rowe strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Red Sox too. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Reynolds strikes out. One out. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-1 in the game. Morgan hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Farrell hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. Fox hits a pop-up towards short. Larry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. White takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gehringer takes first base on ball 4. White moves to second. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0-for-2 in the game. Goslin strikes out. Two outs. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rogel hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Werber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cecil hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fritz Ostermüller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ostermüller is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Ostermüller hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Fox, who is chasing the ball. Ostermüller reaches third base with a triple. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-2 in the game. Larry hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Greenberg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Werber takes first base on ball 4. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Werber. The throw from Hayworth and he is safe. Werber steals second. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Fox. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Ostermüller scores. Werber scores. It's Tigers, 4, Red Sox, 4. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 0-for-2 in the game. Soltis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnson moves to third. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Reynolds strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Red Sox 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Greenberg hits a line drive into left field. Johnson picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Johnson. Greenberg moves to second. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Owen takes first base on ball 4. Gordon Rhodes now pitching. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Hayworth bunts towards the mound. Rhodes fields it and throws to third for the out. Owen moves to second. One out. Schoolboy Rowe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rowe is 0-for-2 in the game. Rowe hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. Owen moves to third. Hayworth moves to second. Two outs. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-3 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Owen scores. Hayworth moves to third. It's 5-4, Tigers. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fox. The throw from Farrell and he is safe. Fox steals second. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. White takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gehringer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hayworth scores. Fox scores. White moves to third. It's 7-4, Tigers. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0-for-3 in the game. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Goslin for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-2 in the game. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Red Sox 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rogel hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Greenberg takes first base on ball 4. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and two walks. He's got one RBI. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Max Bishop pinch hits for Gordon Rhodes. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop takes first base on ball 4. Dusty Cook pinch runs for Max Bishop. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-3 in the game. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Greenberg scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Larry for the out. Cook moves to second. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Red Sox 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Hank Johnson now pitching. Mickey Cochran pinch hits for Ray Hayworth. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran takes first base on ball 4. Schoolboy Rowe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rowe is 0-for-3 in the game. Rowe bunts towards first. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first, with Cecil covering, for the out. Cochran moves to second. One out. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fox strikes out. Two outs. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. White strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mickey Cochran now catching. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Soltis hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Reynolds hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-3 in the game. Morgan hits a fly ball into center field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Red Sox 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gehringer for the out. One out. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0-for-4 in the game. Goslin hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Rogel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Greenberg hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rogel moves to third. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and two walks. He's got one RBI. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber juggles the ball. That's an error on Werber. Rogel scores. That run is unearned. It's 8-4, Tigers. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cecil hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dick Porter pinch hits for Hank Johnson. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-4 in the game. Larry hits a fly ball into center field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Werber hits a fly ball into center field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 8, and Boston Red Sox, 4. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.